San Francisco, damn, there's a reckoning for California, and JCPenney just told us what's happening.
Okay, San Francisco, damn, I thank you for tuning in. Dede LaFrac, keep it real, won't you tell it like it is. Bohemian woman up in San Francisco, talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know, the dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories, I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Dede Dam here for San Francisco Dam. Hey everyone, thank you so much for coming by. This is your program for Friday, April 26th, 2024. I appreciate you, and of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday cheerins, wherever you are in the world. I hope you're having a beautiful birthday. Happy birthday, sweetheart. Let's get right into it. First, we will talk about the dystopian state of Cami Fournier, that well-deserved nickname. Oh, Lord. People, you know I do love to laugh. I was a childhood satirist, childhood cartoonist, weaned on Mad Magazine, and of course, my favorite artist, Stevie Wonder. That said, this guy named Adam Schiff, he's a politician. He came to San Fran Fentanyl, another well-deserved nickname, last night, to give a speech, a hoity-doity speech. Well, he couldn't wear his $5,000 suit. Why not? Well, because San Francisco is BIP City. The antisocials broke into this high-level politician's car and stole everything. That's the way it rolls here in San Fran Fentanyl. Well, BIP is a slang for breaking into cars or busting open windows. I live in BIP City. But this is the reckoning for prog libs who are soft on crime, who think criminals should just be given so many chances to criminalize. Now, there's a list of politicians who either are in Cami Fournier or come through Adam Schiff last night here in San Fran Fentanyl. This week, the mayor of San Jose south of San Fran Fentanyl. By the way, who remembers that song from the beautiful songbird Dionne Warwick when she was going through her Burt Bacharach period? Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long. Da 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 da. Well, anyway, San Jose. The mayor of San Jose was doing an interview, and here comes a fatherless one. Ah, oh, Lord. So Fatherless One came into the camera range and did his bombastic thing. I ain't gonna move. I'm working next door. I'm gonna do what I want to do. And he gets into a fight with a bodyguard of the mayor of San Jose right on camera. They're like going at it for 3 minutes. I'm sorry, guys. I gotta laugh. This is like some Monty Python, that classic British 1960s, 70s, 80s, up until now, satirical comedy troupe. That's some Monty Python stuff, fighting with the bodyguard of a mayor during a live interview. Lord have mercy. So let's keep count. Adam Schiff got bipped last night. This week, the mayor of San Jose, his bodyguard, got into a tussle with the fatherless one live on camera. And then the mayor of L.A., the mayor of L.A., who is a sister, she got her home broken into for the second time. For the second time. All right? And I will remind you that the governor of Cami Fournier, Gavin Newsom, the handsome Gavin Newsom, who looks like the American Psycho, he got attacked by a fatherless homeless dude in 2021. It was pretty outrageous, guys. So if you didn't know, California is very soft on crime. Criminals are the sacred cows. Politicians don't believe in locking them up. They give them taps on the wrist and say, okay, now get out and do it again. And they are doing it again. But of course, the politicians are people, and the politicians are going to catch hell too. So California's had its reckoning. People are laughing about California. And I want to remind you, it is totally beautiful. You can come to California and surf in one day, then drive up and ski the same day. Very pastoral some spots. San Fran fentanyl, that well-deserved nickname, has very beautiful architecture. It is gorgeous, but it's dystopian because we have thousands of America's most deranged drug addicts allowed to live on the street and terrorize and loot and deactivate retail downtown San Francisco lot. And before I talk about my people and JCPenney, let's talk about high heels again. If you've been listening to this show, I'm talking about I'm wearing more high heels. I have to say this. I was just texting to one of my girlfriends, and I said, I was basically wearing flats and hats since Richard passed. Richard, my late great husband, best friend, arts co-producer. When you lose a beloved loved one, it does change you. It does. Everybody knows that. Like you lose a mom, dad, a child, husband, wife, partner. It changes you. So when Richard passed, I had these, you could call them security blankets. I would wear a pink beret everywhere. That with that hat, a wardrobe of them, my security blankets, I wouldn't go anywhere without a pink beret. Now I still wear the pink berets, but not, it's not my security blanket anymore. And then I would wear flats. So it would be flats and hats. That's what I told my girlfriend. I said, I'm out of the flats and hats phase. And I've been wearing more high heels. Ladies, I know a lot of you want to wear what you wear and you compete with other women. But as heterosexual women as I am, sexist woman is bohemian, biologically born, genetic, middle-aged, black woman. I've been wearing heels and men love heels, especially in San Francisco, a walking city where Frisco chicks, we have a wardrobe of ugly walking shoes. We do. That's the truth. It's a walking city. High heels make men go crazy, at least in San Fran fentanyl, at least for me. So I'd recommend if you want to get some play from the dudes, and I'm talking about young girls can wear whatever because that youth is an aphrodisiac, but I am not a spring chicken. I am a Cornish game hen. And ladies, the thing about wearing the heels, they have to be comfortable. You know what I recommend? Buy a shoe stretcher. This is what people don't tell us because a lot of people want us to just buy high heels that are going to hurt our feet because they don't like women or they don't want to educate you on how you could wear heels and be comfortable. Buy a shoe stretcher. Save the money. I'm sorry, cobblers, people who repair shoes. I'm sorry. Go to Amazon or whatever. Walmart, get a shoe stretcher. You can make the shoes wider. You can make the shoes longer. Keep the shoe stretcher in minimum 24 hours and you will be able to walk more comfortably. Get heel pads. Practice walking at home. Never wear high heels that hurt your feet. Never do it. All right. So I just wanted to talk about heels because I am sexist. I believe gender roles apply and all of that good stuff. My people are mad at JCPenney. Not all of my people, but some people. JCPenney, a retail department store in America. And there used to be more JCPenney's when I was growing up. There was JCPenney's, Sears, and a store called Robert Hall. They have an ad. It's a two-part ad. On the bottom is a family with a mom and a dad and two kids. And on the top is a family with a mom and two kids. Well, guess who's mad? Why? This is the reckoning. We cannot pretend that we don't have a fatherless culture. We do. Hush. Hush. I know you're going to say not all or my brother or my uncle, but it's never you, is it? It's never you that's married at home with your kids. It's never you. And some of my peepholes have the nerve to be getting jiggy saying, how dare them, JCPenney, how dare you? It is the truth. Everybody knows that the breadwinner, 7 out of 10 homes, 2/3. Imagine, I like to bring up these facts. I'm not putting blame on anybody. These are the facts. The sky is blue, rain is wet. The majority of Black American homes are female-led. So why not appeal to the person with the wallet in the home? Now, some people like, well, they could have shown a dad. It wouldn't be true. Why do we always have to lie and protect males of all cultures anyway? Why must males be protected and coddled from the truth? The truth is it's a fatherless culture and women control the purse strings in the majority of Black American homes. And you know what I say to JCPenney? This is going to wake some of us up. Some of us, I think, can be in denial and have some cognitive dissonance, like a lot of people in San Francisco don't want to admit when people are talking about the dystopia of having many thousands of America's most deranged drug addicts living on the sidewalk and dying on the sidewalk, by the way, of fentanyl overdoses. We have a fentanyl epidemic, a fentanyl genocide. A lot of San Franciscans are in denial and have cognitive dissonance about the dystopia, the same as my culture, in denial, and they have cognitive dissonance about the results and the repercussions of having a fatherless community, which we do hardcore for the past 60 years. There it is. Those are the facts. Hey, don't get mad at me. Go down to City Hall and get married, bros. Go marry the mother of your children. Stay in the house and raise your kids. That'll fix it. That'll fix it. And then in 5 years, you'll see an ad and there'll be a mom and a dad and two kids. That will reflect reality when you start marrying your baby mamas. It is what it is. And by the way, I know some of my people are listening like, hey, what about other races? What about white people? What about Asian people? What about Hispanic people? Oh, come on. Nobody has a 75% out of wedlock rate and 72% of the kids being raised without their dads in the home. This is not oppressive Olympics. This is a reality. Chickens come home to roost. And as I'm recording, I've got on a pair of red high heels that I stretched out. Oh, do I? My legs look beautiful. No more clunky, ugly walking shoes for this sexist woman, this bohemian. Oh, no. Y'all have a beautiful weekend, okay? This has been your show for Friday, April 26th, 2024. We're talking about California's reckoning, the antisocials biting back, bucking up against the politicians who released them. JCPenney just reinforcing what my community is, and that is a mother-led, fatherless community. And yours truly, Dee Dee Dam, says again, happy birthday to all of my birthday cheerins around the world, wherever you are. I hope you're having a beautiful birthday. Thank you so much for listening, recommending, and coming by and thinking about me. I love you, San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.